Okay, welcome everybody. Welcome back our CEO. He's had a little bit of a break. Hold on, Bill. Before commencing with the meeting, we'll stand and have a minute's silence for a couple of residents in Mr. Dick Bennett and Lila Beck from down south who have just passed away. So we'll stand and have a minute's silence, please, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Okay, everybody is in attendance. Move on to public question time. Can you see if anyone's out in the gallery there, please, Damo? Is there any applications for leave of absence for the next meeting? There being none?
I won't be certain, but yeah, I may need to be in Perth just depending on Michaela. This baby comes along, but yeah, I can't be certain. I think we will be, I'll be around anyway, but yeah, just in case.
No worries, mate. I'm going to hand over to the acting CEO for confirmation of previous minutes.
Me?
You do that.
That's a long way to get away with it. Righto. That the minutes of the ordinary meeting for the council held on the 21st of May 2016 be confirmed as a true and correct record. Is there someone to move? Moves Councillor Simmons, seconded Councillor Cruz. All those in favour? Carried. Six. The receival of minutes from the other meetings. There was none. Move on to seven. My time a bit. Councillor Cruz, do you have anything to bring up from any meetings held during between now and the last meeting?
No.
None. Councillor Faithfull?
Yes, attended the new travel meeting on the 9th of June. The ADO reported back to them really positive about Westonia, about the Sundowner, their meeting, their greeting, and they have agreed that they will actually attend the towns that are involved in New Travel as often as they can. Everyone agreed that Westonia set the bar probably too high and they won't be able to get up to it, but yeah. Also, just a few things that would influence us is that the military two-day program where they go from Nungarran to Meriden, they've had a trial. It's only for groups of up to 12. They stay overnight in Meriden. It's around about just under 500 for the whole trip. But they're looking at expanding it, that maybe then they would come through to Westonia is a suggestion, if they can't fill it in and if they can get enough numbers. So they're going to start that in July. They'll only do two or three for a start and then get feedback. But it's also something that we could probably hold on to. And yes,
Thanks, Andrew. Councillor Simmons?
Nothing to report.
Nothing to report. Councillor Guy?
Nothing to report. Yeah.
Councillor Della Bosca?
Nothing to report really on the council side of things, but I attended a lot of that funeral and Richard Bennett's funeral and also assisted out at the progress club.
Roger. Myself, I had a 4-day meeting in Perth with the Great Eastern Zone Executive Committee, meeting ministers, not myself personally because I couldn't get a police clearance, but all the other agencies I attended, and that was very fulfilling. And everyone agreed that the way we tackled it was a credit to the Great Eastern Zone, so it was very well done. Jazz, nothing?
No.
Okay. Any declarations of interest? There being no declarations of interest, I'll now hand over to our acting CEO and Jasmine Guy. Thanks, Jess.
Okay, item 9.1.1 is the accounts for payment for May 2026. The accounts for payment are presented to Council in the interest of accountability and providing information on Council expenditure. Attached is a copy of the accounts for payment for the month of May 2026 and the credit card, fuel card transactions showing the MasterCard for $4,682.70 and fuel cards for $342.08, total being $835,991.24. So my officer recommendation is that the May 2026 accounts submitted to today's meeting on municipal direct debit 4961 to 4981 and electronic transfers EFT 8335 to 8391, including of the Department of Planning and Infrastructure, creditors, bank fees and direct debits and credit card payments totalling $835,991.24 be passed for payment.
Thanks, Jess. Is someone prepared to move? Moved Councillor Faithful. Seconded Councillor Cruz. Anybody against? There being no one against, it is carried.
Item 9.1.2 is the monthly statement of financial activity for the May 2026. The monthly statement of financial activity is a record of Council's activity and financial performance reporting during the reporting period. On page 5 of the report, we still have a healthy surplus of $911,000. So we're still holding in there pretty well. So then from page 6 onwards is our material variances greater than 10%, no, 15% and $10,000. So the first one I have picked up is still the dog registration or the fines and penalties for the impound fee charged for Thor Grant's dogs because they weren't budgeted for after his disappearance. Item 07112, which is expenses relating to HAC services, it's an increase in client need, so it's a complete increase there, which is over $67,000. The next one was the souvenir sales of 13204, which is income. Was extra bucket hats and calendars made, so it's only a variance of 267%, so I've reported that one. The sick leave, it was annual and long service leave expense account of 14203, which is the long service payment made to Bill. Item 14304, which is tyres and tubes, was the new tyres. Tyres, drive and steer tyres were replaced on the Freightliner. And then what was it? Item 145001 was the admin office maintenance, the repairs to the toilet system, installation of door security, and the security system to the museum was all included in there. Item 14525, the admin reimbursements, there was a paid parental leave scheme for Chantel. And then the last one is income relating to unclassified of item 14701 with a sale of 5 extra lots. So my officer recommendation is that council adopt the monthly financial report for the period ending May 2026 and note any material variances greater than $10,000 or 15%.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Della Bosca has moved. Seconded Councillor Simmons. Anybody against? There being no one against, it is carried.
Item 9.1.3 is the GST reconciliation report for May 2026. The GST reconciliation report is presented to council as the means of indicating council's current GST liability, which has an impact on council's cash flow. This month we actually have a bill of $17,891. So my officer recommendation is that the GST reconciliation totalling $17,891 for the period ending May 2026 be adopted.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Faithfull has moved. Councillor Simmons has seconded. Anybody against? Take it as moved. Thank you.
Item 9.1.4 is reserve transfers. This report seeks council endorsement for the transfer of funds from the municipal fund to the reserve fund to fund future projects. Council in the annual budget makes consideration for the transfer of funds to and from the reserve account depending on the immediate or long-term need for the municipal budget or projects on hand. In the 2025-26 budget, we recommended the following transfers, which was we moved 75 from reserve to muni for the plant reserve, move 500,000 from muni to the reserve for the swimming pool reserve, and the community development reserve was 700,000 from muni to reserve. After projections from the last year, we've actually looked at it and recommendations that we've changed to the following transfers being accounts also taking place, well, which has also taken place already. Community Development Reserve, we transferred 950,000 from muni to reserve, and then Long Service Leave Reserve, we increased as well by 50,000 from muni to reserve.
But yeah.
So yeah, which is also noted that with the interest and on the muni reserve term deposit remains has increased, and this year we interest earned was over $104,000. So my officer recommendation is that council make the following transfers between the muni fund and the reserve. So the community development reserve increased by 950,000 and the long service leave increased by 50,000 from muni.
You want to understand? Okay, someone prepared to move those transfers? Moved Councillor Guy, seconded Councillor Della Bosca. Anybody against? Taking that, it's been carried. Thank you.
Okay, item 9.1.5 is the differential rates for 26-27. The purpose of this report is to council consider any submissions received following the advertising of the proposed differential rates for 26-27 financial year. There was no submissions received at all. So I have continued on and completed all the documentation and ready for submission to the minister and waiting on our draft budget. Once that's completed, then it will be all submitted and ready. So my officer recommendation is that council acknowledge the nil submissions received in regarding to the proposed rate in the dollar for the 26-27 financial year. And number two was to advise the council who has reviewed the expenditure requirements and considered efficiency measures during budget deliberations and long-term financial plan review, and consider that the rates as advertised are required. And they request the CEO to seek ministerial approval to raise rates under section 6.33 of the Local Government Act, no more than the rate in the dollar that was advertised, except for the amended mining rates category, which was the 8.636 for GRV General with a minimum of 370. GRV mining was 25.45 cents. And 370 as a minimum. UV, rural and pastoral was a 1.108 cents, and then 370 minimum, and then UV mining was 1.108 cents and $200 minimum.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Fifel has moved. Councillor Cruz has seconded. Anybody against? No one against. I'll take it as carried. Thank you.
Nine point two point one is an application for exploration license 773394. This report seeks council comment on an exploration license in the central part of the Shire. The Shire has been advised on an application for exploration license being lodged by Paul Askin and Andrew Drummond. The application relates to the central portion of the Shire surrounding the Westonia town site, which you can see on my map. Our officer recommendation is that the council grant approval to Paul Askins and Andrew Drummond on exploration licence E773394 to carry out drilling along sections of council control road reserve and respective exploration lease as shown as the attached maps with all our standard 12 conditions. Need to go through all of them?
Yep. Someone prepared to move? Councillor Cruz has moved. Councillor Della Bosca has seconded. Anybody against? There being nobody against, I'll take it as carried. Thank you. I'm showing. Oh, yeah, we'll get that one. 9.3 then services. Works and services, none. Nothing on the health and planning. Electoral memos, which previous most have been given. New business, urgent. Someone prepared to move for the late agenda item. Move Councillor Guy, seconded Councillor Cruz, that we accept this late application. All those in favour? Carried. Hand over to you.
So item 11.1 is an application for exploration licence E706824. This is report seeks council's comment on the exploration licence. Sorry, I put the south part of the Shire, but it's actually the north part of the Shire. The Shire has been advised on an application for exploration licence lodged by McMahon Milling Mining Title Services on behalf of Metal Belt Holdings. I've actually looked them up and found that they're an Australian private company focused on mineral exploration. And I put through with our standard 12 conditions. And then, so my officer recommendation is that council grant approval to Metal Belt Holdings Proprietary Limited on exploration 706824 to carry out drilling along sections of the council controlled road reserve with the respective exploration license as shown on the attached maps with the following 12 standard conditions.
Okay. Someone prepared to move? Councillor Della Bosca has moved. Councillor Simmons has seconded. Anybody against? There being nobody against, I'll take it as carried. Thank you. That's that. There being no other business, the date and next time for the next meeting is the 16th of July, 26th. There being no further business before closing the meeting, I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank Jazz, who's done a fantastic job in Bill's absence, and also to the staff who've helped Jazz out in Chantel and Heather for coming in and doing the minutes. Thank you all, ladies. Fantastic job. Now I'll just hand over to our holiday CEO to make a few comments.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to, well, firstly thank Council for allowing me to find all that time off. And, you know, we're a very busy little town, and, it's just great clearing the head and losing the hair and everything else. So, come back refreshed, which is great. But if I could just add, Jazz has been absolutely fantastic in the role, as well as actually still carrying out an existing role, which is big enough job as it is. So, well done, Jazz. You've done a fantastic job, and should be very proud of yourself. You can have a little bit of a rest, but not too much of a rest moving forward. So, but no, thanks. I really appreciate it. You know, it's going well. And if I could just say on your next meetings, if we can, because we're doing the draft budget, if we can, we'll try and have a draft maybe 2 weeks into the next month, and maybe if we push the council meeting back a week, so it gives us a bit of time to tidy it up, and then you can adopt the budget at the July meeting, if that suits. So, we'll try and have a draft budget, sort of informally, and push the council back up. The 16th of July is pretty early anyway. If that suits you.
Isn't that when we have someone in for their Australian citizenship?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we do.
What time is that?
First up, isn't it?
It's first.
Oh, at a council.
Yeah, it's at the 16th of July.
It doesn't have to be at a council.
Yes, it does.
Seriously?
Yes. Yep. And we told them that date.
For that,
yeah. So it has to be a formal council meeting.
Because
I tried to handle it, couldn't.
Yeah.
Okay, next week, that's what we're having a week. Well, we can work around
that. Yep.
But yeah, thanks, Jazz.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jazz.
Okay, there have been no more accolades from any councillors. I'll declare the meeting closed and thank everyone for your attendance. Thank you.